I started, you could almost say the rival firm, C-Speed. And C-Speed was, as far as I remember, set up by Cousins, who's Minister of Transport, the ex-union boss, who was the Minister of Transport in 1959, 60, whenever. And because there was a thought that the hovercraft industry was not getting anywhere, they gave the contract to British Rail to run the thing as a government company. And a chap called Brindle was recruited from being in charge of the Great Western area to start the hovercraft for British Rail. And he set up C-Speed SRN6 operation as a training ground for the rather perhaps more important SRN4 ferry service, which was envisaged to follow. Fortunately for me, he was marine orientated. I think he'd been, I don't know whether he was a, whereas hover travel were basically from the air side, certainly to start with. And I tried to get a superior ticket, an extra master's ticket, and frankly, I wasn't there, I didn't have enough memory. So I applied to British Rail to be a hovercraft pilot because I'd also managed to get a PPL, a private pilot's license. Eventually, they called me for interview in Cowes, and three Cs were employed because they were employing three at a time and then moving them on so they could build up sufficient crew for the Dover operation. Also, I had a master's ticket, so in C-Speed you had to have a master's ticket, but not, I don't think anybody else, not many anyway, had a PPL, so I think that's what got me the job. And started off on the Ryde, end of Ryde Pier to the end of Portsmouth Pier, and we were driving basically catamaran. I mean, they were just fast boats, basically. Unfortunately, they didn't have a very good machinery record. Caterpillar engines, and they didn't like the marine atmosphere. And the craft were made out of fiberglass, and in the early days, the fiberglass tended to wick up water. So instead of carrying sort of 4 tons, we were carrying 6 tons or more. Then one progressed to the SRN6. I think it was about 6 months after that. The training was something I hadn't really experienced before. For a start, the Merchant Navy tend to go at 50 knots in those days, and we were, even the HM2 was sort of 20, 25. When you got to the SRN6, it was a completely different ball game. We had to watch the engine like a hawk because it was a jet engine, and if it was mishandled, you'd do serious damage, burnout, etc. So the training was really geared to that. We did a week at Rolls-Royce to learn about the Gnome jet engine. Then we went to British Hovercraft Corporation in East Cowes and did a week to learn the various systems. Then C-Speed had appointed two instructors, as I remember, Herman Brennerlund, who officially passed us out, Julian Druce, who was just a pilot, again, merchant service, and he was an excellent instructor. And the three Cs, Chambers, Christie and Corse, trained together, and it was a fascinating experience. As Chris said, a ball of mercury. And then we were trained, and in my view, the navigation, particularly at night or fog, was as skilled as the piloting, driving. And so we practice on the radar, because C-Speed craft carried the radar like a ship on board each craft. So we'd sit in the left-hand seat and monitor. And then if we were, reasonably competent, we could memorize the various buoys, etc. We'd be rostered in if it was foggy or at night time. And that's how we were trained. And then it was just experience.